I am sure that if you are like me, you need to use different tools to help you remember something. Remember what you have to do that day, remember what you have to do later in the week. And so depending upon kind of your age, you might use those trusted post-it notes of which you write to remind yourself of what you have to do. However, at a particular age, like myself, you have to remember where did I put the post-it note that's going to remind me of what I'm supposed to do. But there's a whole different generation, and many of us are trying to learn how to use our phone to help us to remember. That on our phones is a little app that you just hit, it said notes. And if you have Siri, you can literally tell her what it is that you want the note to say to remind you of. Or we can go to the app of a calendar on our phone, and there we can put in for a specific day at a specific time what it is that we need to do at that day, at that time, and even to set a reminder timer that says a half an hour before this particular thing, just notify me that I got a half an hour to get to some other place and be there. All the many other tools that we have to help us to remember. Have you ever thought of the Holy Spirit as the memory keeper? The Holy Spirit is the memory keeper. What was the last line of the gospel? The advocate, the Holy Spirit, will teach you everything and remind you of all I told you. The Holy Spirit, the memory keeper, reminding us of what it is that Jesus taught, how he wants us to live, and the principles of the gospel that he gave us. That memory keeper, Holy Spirit, is part of each of us. That memory keeper, that advocate, that supporter, encourager, that Holy Spirit helps us to remember how to act, how to react, when it is that we are to listen, and when we are to speak. An example of my own life. There can be a particular day when my plate is full, and I really feel I don't have any time for anything else but what's there. Becky in the main office says, "Father Tim, there's somebody that needs to see you." At first, my gut will be, "I don't have the time to do this." And then the memory keeper, the Holy Spirit, nudges me to say, "Why were you ordained? And it's time to be with that person." Or maybe it's that experience in our life when there is that person that gets on our nerves all the time and we want to make that little snide comment. And the memory keeper, the Holy Spirit, says, "Remember words of kindness." Or maybe that moment in time in our life when that person who comes forward and we know that they're going to talk about their problems, and the Holy Spirit says, "Listen." Or the moments in our life when the memory keeper says, "Remember, in the broken world that we live in, the gift of love and life can be shared by you. In the world that we live in, where people look for hope, we can speak the word of encouragement. Or we can be the person who, in the midst of the sadness, the loneliness, the feeling of being excluded, we can be the people that the memory keeper says, be the welcoming presence." The gospel said today, and it's our belief, that the memory keeper, the advocate, the Holy Spirit does dwell in each and every one of us. And it is that memory keeper and that Holy Spirit that reminds us that just as the first reading said, when you gather in one place, the Spirit is among you. When we gather in this one place, we are reminded of who we are and how we are to be as the community of St. Thomas Becket. And it is in the new mission statement that you will hear more about that says, this is who we are. A welcoming, Spirit-led Catholic community where each one is called to love, to serve, to be hope. But that one place doesn't end here. That one place becomes the reunions you'll be at this summer, the open houses of graduation, the weddings that you will be at, the anniversaries you celebrate. Anytime in one place you are gathered with others, you and I are St. Thomas Becket. And the memory keeper reminds us, as it did in the second reading, that we are each gifted individuals, gifted with the spirit of the gifts that are needed each day in someone's life. And we have that spirit poured into each and every one of us. No one is excluded. And we bring that life-giving presence into the life of others. You and I are the hands-on of the memory keeper, of the spirit, of the presence of Christ, the God who lives among us. And so as we go into this week on the Feast of Pentecost, who will you and I encounter that the memory keeper, the Holy Spirit, will say, I need you to be like this with that person? And then take some time to let the memory keeper, the Holy Spirit, speak to you and say, this is the gift that you are. This is the gift you have been given. And just simply be grateful for that. Let's pray with that in the Feast of Pentecost.